presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 14th, 11 o'clock America, New York. Why does your boss reject all of your good ideas? Research finds managers are less likely to pursue viable ideas that come from internal versus external sources. But there are ways to minimize the bias.
Daily FX Market News.
April 14th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Ethereum, ETH, USD, back above $2,100 as sales fears subside. Holders of Ethereum, the second largest cryptocurrency by market capitalization, have enjoyed an 11% rally this week, despite fears of heavy validator sales.
New York Times Business. April 14, 9 o'clock America, New York. Funeral homes don't have to list prices online. That may change. The rule on price disclosure was written before widespread use of the internet. Regulators are considering an update.
Global Economy.
April 14, 8:56 America, New York. Fed's Waller indicates support for May interest rate rise. Uncertain financial situation means monetary policy needs to be tightened further, says influential governor.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 14, 8:45 America, New York. Fed official backs higher interest rates as banking stresses fade. Inflation is still much too high, and so my job is not done, says Fed Governor Christopher Waller.
New York Times Business.
April 14, 8:22 America, New York. Biggest U.S. banks report bumper profits amid industry turmoil. J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citigroup and PNC Financial comfortably beat expectations for earnings in the first quarter, when the failures of smaller banks sent jitters throughout the sector. J.P. Morgan Chase said profit jumped 52% in the first quarter, to $12.6 billion.
New York Times Business.
April 14, 8:09 America, New York. What bank earnings reveal about the health of the economy? J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo reported solid earnings on Friday, but big questions remain about the sector's health and a potential recession. Bank deposits and withdrawals will be a big focus of earnings calls.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
April 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. Parler set to be shut down temporarily by new owner. Social network popular with conservatives will be sold for an undisclosed amount and overhauled for a relaunch.
Global Economy.
April 14, 7 o'clock America, New York. John Kerry's new climate finance bid. Also in today's newsletter, Africa left with few options for climate funding.
Global Economy.
April 14, 6:07 America, New York. Indian IT service providers suffer as U.S. banking sector pauses on spending. Infosys and Tata Consulting Services say clients are delaying decisions on projects.
Digital Finance.
April 14, 5:54 America, New York. Zay aims digital agenda at issuer and data services. Tokyo Stock Exchange is digitizing investor-issuer communications as part of its data services push. The post Zay aims digital agenda at issuer and data services appeared first on Digital Finance.
Daily FX Market News.
April 14, 5:53 America, New York. Euro USD prints new yearly high on rate differentials and hawkish ECB. The current Euro USD bull trend continues as the ECB is almost guaranteed to hike next month, while the dollar adds to recent declines. Big US earnings ahead.
BBC News Business.
April 14, 4:53 America, New York. Japan approves plan to open its first casino. Officials have allowed a gambling resort to open in Osaka in 2029 to attract tourists.
BBC News Business.
April 14, 4:45 America, New York. CBI is no longer relevant in its current form, says ex-Barclays director. Baroness Wheatcroft says the embattled lobby group faces challenges in representing all businesses.
Daily FX Market News.
April 14, 3:42 America, New York. Gold, Zao, USD, within touching distance of a new all-time high. The precious metal is within $30 of making a new all-time high as buyers continue to dominate price action. U.S. data out later may fuel the next leg higher.
BBC News Business.
April 14, 2:58 America, New York. Ford launches hands-free driving on UK motorways. Government approves Ford's Blue Cruise system to allow hands-off, eyes-on driving.
Marginal Revolution.
April 14, 051 America, New York, the effects of Native American relocation. In this paper, I estimate the historical migratory and fertility effects of the U.S. relocation program. Between 1952 and 1973, the U.S. federal government attempted to move Native Americans off reservations and into urban areas under the promises of financial assistance and job training.